Hello, everybody, and welcome to the post show for episode number 12 of Roleplay for Verona.
Wow.
Hi. Hello, everybody. Hi. Good episode. Nobody died. You're so fragile, Nomi.
It's close.
You're so fragile.
It was close. I am, yeah. I mean, you shot us with a rocket, so I kind of feel like that wasn't my fault necessarily.
Yes, no, that was not, it was not a not a criticism by any means. that was on me. I did hit you with a rocket. That's true. But it worked out okay. Nobody died.
It did work out okay. Yeah.
Yeah, like that's a pretty significant achievement. Your shuttle got hit with a rocket launcher and nobody died. Well, nobody important died. I do like that you all completely forgot those other guys were even there and we're like, well, let's save Nomi
for a second, but then I was like, it's not my call.
Damn.
I thought about him. I just was like, there's other shit to do.
Yeah, there was other stuff that Booker was focused on. He was like, hey, let's sort this shit out first.
Cold. I love it. It's good. You did a good job. So yeah, that was kind of a cool little, like, I didn't go in knowing that we would need like a tactical like thing at the end of that episode. So I was kind of winging it, but I think it worked out okay. I thought that was sort of fun. What did you guys think of that little like tactics mini game thing we were doing?
That was cool. I liked that. So that way it provided action without having to go through the slow mechanics of like, you shoot this guy. Okay. Now we do this.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I realized as we were getting close to the end of the episode, I was like, I want to do this. I don't want to just be like, let's lead up to it and then like cliffhanger the whole big fight and then actually do a fight that's going to take the whole next episode. So I was like, what can I do with just the skill system that we have? And I thought it would be kind of cool to like, yeah, break it up and have it roll. And I thought it gave Kieran a way to participate that wasn't like, I guess I shoot at him. Like, you'd never do that. You'd never be like, I just jump out and start shooting. It's like, no, that's terrifying and dangerous. So it was a way to kind of participate that I thought might be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's cool. I think the game is flexible enough that you can do stuff like that, which is fun. But yeah, the plot thickens.
It was nice to not have everything come down to like one, like as much as it did come down to like one or two pivotal roles, it wasn't like, because I feel like in some of our other fights, like, you know, the dice will just screw you. And there was, I don't know, in this way, it was almost like, the groundwork we laid ahead of time kind of helped somewhat mitigate that. And then even then we were able to kind of like spread out the crappy roles instead of just, you know, normally it's like when we're embroiled in combat, all of the crappy roles happen to one person. And then it's just like they end up dead or bleeding out, you know?
Well, and that's, yeah, and that's totally a thing we could have done too, where I could have just been like, all right, you lead the operation, make one lead role. The end, right? But I like it being a little bit more granular, but not so granular that it was combat focused.
Yeah,
I thought that was cool.
It works well with the near successes and stuff as well, because then it was like the near successes became you lose a random guy, but it's not one of you, so that's okay for now. But then as we dwindled and ran out of guys, obviously the threat became more severe to like me and Booker and stuff like that. So that was a cool way of doing it, I thought.
Cool. Yeah.
And as a player, it also felt super like rewarding. So thank you. I was serious though. It was like playing This Is the Police, because like, and This Is the Police too, you'll have a scenario set up like that. And a lot of the time I feel like people are like, oh, these players talk a lot. And I don't think they realize like we're trying to get the best picture we can. And this case was like a slow burn. Like we could have taken the easy way out several times, but we went into that situation with so much information from the interactions we had and from the investigating we had done, that we were able to like put that puzzle together and go into that situation with a really solid advantage, as opposed to either sending in Arnahan's crew blind and not accompanying her. Because if that had happened, looking at the way those dice fell, I was just like, well, if Booker and the chaplain weren't there, they would have failed that mission. They would have ended up dead. And so now we have like, And now we got to take her alive, which wouldn't have happened if we blew up the ship. So we were actually rewarded for drawing things out, as opposed to like looking like cowards or something. I don't know. Like it just worked out to our benefit. It's like, it was exciting. Be like, yeah.
Yeah. It's neat to see some of that and to like recognize that it's not all kind of like investigate, fight, shoot, maybe die. Like there's some other kind of like pulled back scale stuff that we can do, and there's a lot of flexibility in the system to create little mini games using the same structures. So I'm glad that worked out. I wanted to bring up a Nomi specific thing that I thought was really funny in chat, where someone was like, "Wow, Nomi really, she really changed," and I was like, "No, she really didn't.
You've not been paying much attention, friend.
This is how Nomi operates," and I love it. I love that. Like waiting for it, I was like, "This guy's so dead.
Yeah,
he's so
I was
dead.
Waiting for her having, to kill, her, or kill him.
Yeah, having to like when I know that, having to play them like the character doesn't know that. So you make your talk roll and you get an 11, and I'm like, okay, yes. Please, I need medical attention. And you're like, no. The only medical attention you're going to get is from a foreigner.
Well, so I thought
that was cool.
And then they said that they only watched the first episode, but it was like, if you like, that's not the second. That's the second person now that Nomi has been like, tell me what I want to know. I swear I'll help you. Just kidding, you're dead. So like, that's happened twice in 12 episodes. So it's like, this is nothing new. This is standard Nomi procedure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it turns out when you're like raised with a deep sense of lack of value in human life, that's how it goes. You're like, cool, I've wrung you out of everything I need, and now you're just a corpse. So good stuff. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, it was good. It's neat. We're coming to the conclusion of that. There's a couple of little like loose threads to tie together, but now that you have this terrorist in hand, you should be able to get what you need out of her.
Yeah, we got
at the very least like turn her in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What stuff from the episode are you guys like excited?
The hell's up with Arnahan? What the fuck?
Oh. No, yeah.
Falling into the hey Booker's a dick trap.
People will not know this except for Max and Bronze and anybody who was at the PAX roleplay panel, which was not streamed. I made a point of calling out that I have to actively not like Berg Max in this show and not just be like, hey, another bad thing happens to Max. I'm trying. It's just there's fictional reasons for it. I'm not trying to be mean to you, Max. It's just... Listen, you spend a bunch of time on a terrorist planet, and some people think that you might have been indoctrinated. So,
yeah. Booker remembers
Arnahan's
that.
Arnahan's a dick.
Arnahan does also, not rank Booker. Fuck that shit. He's going to have words.
She's also trying to impress Nomi, right? To be like, hey, yeah, Booker, what a dumbass, right? Right? That's we're doing that. that's what pleases you.
And the more passive-aggressive Booker is, the more Nomi is into that idea, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, being raised as a noble, even like a soldier or whatever, ass-kissing is like a huge skill. Huge, important skill. So,
yeah, one
many of the nobles in it. Yeah, exactly, right? And that's...
It's Nomi's ass. It's just not gonna... No. He'll get fired and become a serf somewhere before that ever happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was gonna say, you would think that, like... It's not 100% your fault, Adam, because it would behoove Booker to like make friends in high places like Nomi and
to play the game.
The opposite. Yeah. Or at least like to her face, be like, oh yeah, no hard feelings. You did what you had to. And instead he was like, you done? We finished here?
Listen, Booker actively avoids the butt smooching, and that's cool. That's a choice. But you know. These things happen.
Like I said, that's the thing. That's the thing up here that just goes, Nomi will remember that. Mm-hmm. Like, fine. I'm gonna have an attitude and see where that gets you.
Yeah. No, it's good. I like the tension because you got to get the mission done.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that thing with Arnahan was just me showing that, like, there are rumors about Booker, right? That people are like, I think he probably... And if you want, and this is what's great about, like, the connect skill is... When you get back to the ship, Booker, you can just be like, I would like to connect with an NPC who doesn't hate me. Can we just find someone who thinks I'm cool? And I'll be like, yes, make the roll. And then you'll fail, and they'll think think they're your friend, and then they'll stab you in the back.
Right, and they'll report back to Nomi and be like, Booker said this and this and this.
Yeah, they'll talk with that voice too, which will be great.
You're saying he said it.
It's a friendly chaplain that can talk to if Booker can talk to if he wants.
Booker might have to hit up the chaplain for some drinks.
We got to see Battle Chaplain today. We got to see you use your teleporting, and we got to see you shoot the shit out of some people while you're teleporting. It's a whole thing. How is that for you?
Yeah.
Is it exciting to unveil your secret powers?
Yeah, it was fun. It's cool to kind of bring out that side of, like, I feel like, yeah, like, there's the two sides, and being able to play both is always fun. Like, so far, he's just been sort of, like, nice, smiley chaplain, but, you know, he's an ex-soldier man, ex-special forces man, so it's kind of fun doing that side of things. But I think my favorite bit was just interrogating the guy, because for me, like, I love the detective stuff. Like, I love crime shows. I love detective stories. So learning all the information about the terrorists and you know, seeing the connection between the synth and them, like, that, I was like furiously writing notes of, like, what's the motive, like, what are they trying to gain, and, like, that's the stuff I love. So yeah, that was really fun as well, like, playing into that kind of side of things is always fun.
I always think it's neat, because these kinds of scenes inevitably come up in pretty much every role-playing game, which says a lot about role-playing games as a thing, that, like, every campaign gets at least one torture scene. But, like, there's another game that I play, there is a torture skill, but all it can do is make someone admit to something that you want them to admit to. You can't get the truth out of them. You can't do anything. You can just say, tell us you did the thing, and then you roll, and if you succeed, they're like, I did the thing, even if it doesn't change the reality of the situation. But yeah, it is always interesting watching the PCs come up against that, where they're like, okay, this person is an enemy. We need information or something that they know. We need it quick. How are we going to get that out of them? And then sometimes, if you're the Amira, you step on their wound. Sometimes you just put your big blue boots on them.
Where the fuck did that
come from? This Amira.
I mean, he got his karma. It's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he didn't know that there was anyone in the shuttle, but yes, sure he did. He did shoot at you with his.
He said he didn't know that there was anyone in the shuttle, but
it's true.
He's a pretty chill person. She probably wouldn't do that if the person wasn't, like, didn't just murder a bunch of, well, at the time they weren't dead, but they eventually died. Didn't just murder at the time
you were stepping on his wound, they were dying and waiting for you to help them.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not a doctor.
I mean I didn't help them either, but that's Booker's
deal.
Yeah,
it's like that. It's okay. Nomi got knocked out and wakes up and is like, did you guys help the other people? And everyone's just like, no, we did not.
I had a pup to catch.
I had one mission done. I just.
It's called triage, and you already did it, and it's fine. Listen, it's fine. They weren't nobles anyway. They were just plebs. It's fine.
That's what I was just about to say. When Booker leads a mission, the fucking NPCs that die, they have names, they have families and attachments to people. When Nomi leads it, who fucking cares about these fuckers that die?
Whatever. Under the rule of Nomi, we got Arnahan, and Arnahan is awesome. So
yeah. So to be fair,
you only get
names when someone asks what their name is. So if you want them to be important, be like, "What's your name, soldier?" And then I'll have to make one up, and then they become relevant.
Ask every single other soldier, "What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name, buddy? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name?" Yeah, that sounds good. That's a way to do it.
I had so much faith in Arnahan because of her. She's just such a feisty lass because of our little bark, scuffle. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh yeah, she'll be fine. She's a little feisty firecracker.
I saw her picking on that nerd, so she's probably going to be good at being a
She's super fight. Tough.
Yeah, she's fighty.
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's fair. And I mean, it's a good assessment. She did lead the unit, so. So that's cool.
She's got
so next time you'll
type A douchebag personality. Good leader sometimes.
Even though
sometimes terrible.
Even though it did prompt the Nomi will remember this. I loved serving that shade. That was so great.
Yeah. I'm just letting it happen.
If there was an ambush and people left you there, that would suck.
that was great.
Yeah. Well, and that'll be the thing, right? We will watch the relationship between those two develop, and it may get to a point where you can, like, trust and work together, or somebody might accidentally take a frag grenade in the back. We'll see what happens, right? Like, I'm okay with that narrative continuing on, just like we talked about the last time. Like, we'll just keep working on it, keep checking in, see where it's going. So that should be cool. Yeah, I'm digging it. So I think the unless you all want to take like a long time to like decompress on your new prisoner, I think probably we'll be able to jump into the next mission, which is cool because it's connected to this one now that you've met the terrorists on the spaceship. But we'll spend the beginning of the next one kind of decompressing and figuring out, like, we'll start with you capturing them and you can interrogate them and figure out sort of what's going on. We'll make a couple of rolls and then we'll see what happens from there. Yeah.
Perfect.
Cool. Well, good stuff, everybody. Thanks for another great episode. We'll figure out, make sure we're all scheduled up for next time. Max, thank you for being here. Even though I know you're sick, buddy, you did great. I'm gonna let you go and remedicate. Thanks for coming, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye, y'all.
Yep.
Bye,
guys.